Let's establish what's actually happening in the Persian Gulf, because the sequence of events here matters enormously. American forces struck what the Pentagon described as rocket launcher installations on Larak Island, a small Iranian island in the strait, that intelligence indicated were being positioned to scatter sea mines into the shipping lanes. Iran responded by firing ballistic missiles at a Jordanian airbase housing U.S. troops. Trump then went on record saying he would hit them hard, and the cycle is continuing as we speak.
And the oil market is responding exactly as you'd expect when the world's most critical petroleum choke point becomes a live conflict zone. Brent crude crossed $91 a barrel overnight. To put that in context, Brent was trading around $78 as recently as mid-August, so we're looking at roughly a 17% price spike in a matter of weeks. Tanker operators are now demanding what insurers call war risk premiums, surcharges that can add hundreds of thousands of dollars to a single voyage, and many captains are simply refusing to transit until the situation clarifies.
The military dimension is where this gets genuinely alarming. The Kabar Shekin, which translates literally to Castlebreaker, is a solid-fuel ballistic missile with reported maneuvering warhead capability. That last part is the critical detail. Standard missile defense systems like Patriot and THAAD are designed to intercept relatively predictable ballistic trajectories. A maneuvering reentry vehicle, or MARV, can alter its path in the terminal phase, which drastically reduces intercept probability.
Military analysts are saying this weapon has already damaged U.S. installations in the Gulf region, and that the density and coverage of American missile defense batteries in the area are simply not configured to handle simultaneous salvos of maneuverable missiles from multiple launch points. That's a genuine vulnerability that the Pentagon has been aware of in theory, but is now confronting in practice. The last time U.S. Gulf defenses were this openly questioned was after Iran's 2020 strike on Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq, which injured more than 100 American service members despite advance warning.
There's a nuclear dimension hovering over all of this too. Trump was asked directly whether nuclear weapons were on the table given the escalation, and he called the question stupid. Now, presidents dismissing nuclear questions is actually a fairly standard move. You don't want to hand adversaries a propaganda gift by engaging seriously. But the fact that reporters are asking the question tells you something about how the strategic imagination is running right now.
The Shin Bet confirmation that Netanyahu's son Yair was evacuated from Miami because of a credible Iranian threat against him is another data point. When Israeli intelligence is actively moving family members of the prime minister out of American cities, the threat assessment has crossed into an operational domain. This isn't signaling, this is protective action. And it suggests Iran's intelligence services are actively identifying and targeting high-value individuals connected to the Israeli and American governments.
For energy markets, the forward implications depend almost entirely on how long this disruption lasts. The strait handles transit of roughly 17 to 21 million barrels of oil per day. Even a 20% reduction in flow, which conservative estimates suggest is already occurring, translates to a supply shock that strategic reserves cannot absorb indefinitely. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve has been replenished somewhat since the drawdowns of 2022, but it is not infinite. And if this conflict extends into weeks rather than days, you're looking at sustained energy inflation feeding into an already complicated macroeconomic picture.
And that macroeconomic picture is exactly where the Fed conversation becomes important. Rate hike expectations were already being discussed before this morning's oil spike. Adding a commodity-driven inflation surge on top of whatever the domestic data is showing puts Jerome Warsh. And yes, we'll get to the Trump-Warsh dynamic, in a position where every policy choice has a significant downside.